The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE in Cherokee. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
So can you tell us what's being done for livestock producers during this pandemic?
Yeah, several things. One, we appropriated $19.5 billion has gone out of the Agriculture Department for grain, specialty crops, and livestock. And most of that takes into consideration low prices just because of the pandemic. But I think there's going to be some follow-up for those that cost because they had to euthanize some animals because production was about 50%. By the way, I just read this morning, I believe it is, that we've got about, our slaughtering is about up to 100% and even a little bit better than pre-pandemic and a little better than a year ago. So maybe we don't have a crisis there anymore. But then in the meantime, 600,000 pigs had been euthanized. So that's some cost. How much of that's covered out of that $19.5 billion or whether it'll take more money. But at one time, I wrote a letter to the leaders saying that we needed more money in the second CARES Act coming up here in late July. But I don't know now whether that's still a major problem or not. Then the other thing is a bill I have in to increase the number of particularly cattle that has to be on a negotiated price, as opposed to about 80% now of cattle slaughter is on pre-existing contracts. And so the independent producer that negotiates a price is a residual supplier, ends up with maybe $20 to $40 less per head. So my bill would have 50% of the cattle have to that slaughtered each day have to be a negotiated price. Then we have the investigation by the Justice Department of the four biggest meat packers. And I'm really surprised that they're doing that, even though I wrote a letter May 31st asking them to do that. I never heard anything from them until about 2 weeks ago. They announced that they were going to go to the four biggest slaughterhouses, companies, and to get information from them to determine whether there's any violation of law. So those are the things that are going on right now.
How about, can you tell us about the policy for the PPP loans that are able to help small businesses?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we put in $350 billion in the first CARES Act, and we thought that was going to be enough for the whole country forever, you know. And by April the 17th, that's 3 weeks, it was all gone. So then we appropriated another $310. And oddly enough, that's going to be enough. I think there's still about $100 billion not being used. And then we had certain conditions in the CARES Act that were going to make it almost impossible for small business to meet. And if they didn't meet it, then they had to pay back the loan. Otherwise, it'd be a forgivable loan. And quite frankly, we were counting on most of the small businesses taking advantage of the forgivable loan. But when we got into it, they had to have 75% of their loan had to be go for salaries. And a lot of small businesses have costs that are greater than just for salaries. So we reduced that down to 60. And then the other one was they had to have all their people on the payroll by June the 4th or they wouldn't get benefits out of it. So that wasn't very unreasonable because a lot of small businesses just couldn't function until the governors of the respective states made the rules a little more liberal. So then we changed that to 24 weeks from June the 4th. So they'll have almost to the end of the year to take advantage of bringing their people back on the payroll. Then for those that could not do enough to meet the law on the on the forgivable loan to get it forgiven, then they'd have to pay it back with 1% interest. They were going to have to pay it back in a few months. We're now giving them 5 years to pay it back.
Okay. And could you tell us about you and your colleagues on the introducing bipartisan legislation to help nonprofits?
Yeah. And by the way, that'll come before my committee because I'm chairman of the Finance Committee and this involves a tax issue. Now, let me say, first of all, in the 2017 tax bill, which was the first major tax bill in 20 years, we increased the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000 so that more people would be able to fill out the short form. Okay, you fill out the short form, then you don't get a chance to deduct your small contributions to nonprofits. So we thought it was a good trade-off to increase the standard deduction because if you wanted to contribute, you could still get credit for it out of your standard deduction as opposed to itemizing your deductions. And the pandemic comes along, and a lot of nonprofits are hurt because people aren't working and they aren't giving. So we increased, we changed the 2017 tax law to allow people to deduct $300, a limit of $300 above the line deduction for charitable giving. That'd be churches, charitables, other nonprofits. Now what we're finding is that people want to make that permanent. I think that there'll be a good chance it'll be made permanent. It might even be expanded. Be above the $300.
And I just thought of one other question that I'd like to ask, if that's okay. I was just wondering if you can share your thoughts on State Senator Randy Feenstra becoming the Republican candidate for the Congressional 4th District.
Well, not only on Randy, but with David Young in the 3rd District, Miller Meeks in the 2nd District, and Henson in the 1st District, I think that we have a real good chance for the first time in a long time having all congressmen from Iowa, congressmen and women from Iowa, to be Republicans. That's how I feel about it. Now, Feenstra has the best chance of being elected for sure. I think, in fact, I doubt if the Democrats will put much money into that race up there. But the other three races are going to be very competitive, but I think we have a good chance of carrying. But I also would have to admit that the president at the top of the ticket, what's he doing how the president does is going to have a big chance on what we do in the Congress. Well, thank you very much for filling in for, I don't know who the other person you were filling in would have been, but we usually have two of you on here.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. I'm glad to take part.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Nikki, for participating in today's Public Affairs Program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.